Nostalgic moments, feels like magic, don't it? Girl, you killing them. My condolence. That's how you own it, yeah, that's how you own it. And I'm gonna be with you no matter what it takes. Running with scissors in the traffic, trying to cut straight to the chase. Wanna be there when you wake, with no makeup on your face. Not even gloss before you brush, love your dimples when you blush. If the simple things in life we take for granted cause we rush. I just wanna gain your trust as well as me giving you mine. What's your sign? I'm in Aries, I'm a 90s baby Tilly. I'll make sure to make some time for you though my schedule may vary. Oh, hold up, I just wanna know ya. I heard them say that beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Well, girl, my vision's bad, so I'ma need you to come closer. Come closer, lay you right here where you poster. Closer. May I spark your interest, cause you struggle my attention. I just wanna grant your wishes, la la. What you want, you get it. I don't call it tricking, not just cause I got it. Cause I want to, that makes all the difference. I'm about my business, and you girl, you the business. We should get together soon so we can do some business. I got some things that I could teach you, let me show ya. If you ready, what's the hold up? You ain't about no drama. You remind me of my mama, sound like Bob Obama the Scotter. Shut it down and you don't even try to. You're such a boss, but carry yourself like a lady. The baddest out your crew and that is not up for debating.
Hold up, I know what they say. Every rapper only want that sexual healing, Marvin Gaye. Don't believe it, girl, I promise. I'ma treat you like my treasure. I'm moving by myself,
but I know you'll make me better.
This is praying, this is wishing that everything that I wanted. come to fruition. The reason for my existence, everything I've been missing. What you went through with your last man is what it is, girl.
First off, let me apologize for all the other guys that didn't treat you right, girl. Let me ease your mind, girl. Ooh, you are just my type, and I ain't no psychic. But what I believe in, my girl, is that I can be your mind, girl.
It's been to the possibilities endless, but we can start with a friendship. I knew as soon as you ended, just standing there in the entrance, I had to grab your attention, do something to spark your interest. And it seems I got it now, though. You've been right here just talking to me by the aisle. So tell me this, you know, soon as you walked in that door, right when you saw me, you was thinking what you doing more. Don't try to run, I see you smiling, so just tell me this, how would you feel about if we dipped out and it's never end? Damn, you got me saying shit I never said. Man, don't wanna sound conceited, but nothing is repeated when you with me, guarantee it. I can feel it, I can see it, so you should never wanna settle. Do you see yourself? Be yourself, and won't nobody take your place. I got everything I wanna, standing right here in my face.
First off, let me apologize for all the other guys that didn't treat you right, girl. Let me ease your mind.
I need a moment to take it all in. Feel so surreal, don't it? When you need me, call me. I will never leave you lonely. And I think that it's corny to just call you my angel. You my Aaliyah. This letter's almost 4 pages. See, my parents and your parents don't agree. They think our love is temporary because we only teens. But not too many get it right on the first try. And I'm feeling so right for the first time.
You're my four-letter word, my four-letter word.
You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, 'cause you're mine.
Every moment's memorable, we'll never forget it. Love the way you pucker up your lips when I peck it. When you get this message, I'll be right here when you check it. My heart, my mind, my soul, my time, it's all for you. Let me say it one more time. My heart, my mind, my soul, my time, it's all for you. _ bottom line.
You're my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, four-letter. You're my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, four-letter. You're my four-letter word, four-letter word, my four-letter word, four-letter word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, and also the host and homie Golden Priest. What's up?
Ah, man. All good. Listening to them Diggy Simmons tracks, man. Diggy giving the dope songs for the young girls out there, man. Diggy definitely got some joints, man. He got some nice joints.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you guys hadn't guessed, and this is your first time tuning in tonight, but I'm sure a lot of you Diggy fans already know he will be on the line with us in a couple of minutes here. We're going to play his record, Can't Relate, featuring Yo Gotti. So make sure you do go and get that record. Support Diggy Simmons as well on the iTunes. Yeah, featuring Yo Gotti. It's a dope record. I really love it. And Diggy really doesn't need an introduction. I mean, he's Rev Run's son, hip-hop legendary group Run-DMC. Since Diggy first came on the scene, he's been very influential and has a huge fan base, international recording artist.
Grew up in front of us.
Yes, he did. Yes,
Grace,
he did.
Grew up right in front of us on the television screen. Him, you know, his brothers, his sisters. So it's definitely going to be great to talk to him. I think anybody that does that and, you know, keeps a level head and, you know, their family stays straight, you know, Rev Run and his lovely wife, they run that tight ship. And you could tell, man, all the kids, you know, successful and doing what they do as they grow up, man. It's going to be good talking to Diggy about that.
No, most definitely. So, again, you guys, tonight is, just so you do know, this is Global 14 The Cut via Jermaine Dupri, global14.com. So, also do make sure you follow Jermaine Dupri and his new movement as well. He's got the new video game app called Four Lanes, so check that out.
Nice. Four Lanes. Money ain't a thing.
Four Lanes.
Stuff the money on the floor.
It's a fun game. It's fun, and it's you know, you kind of get upset when you're not winning, but that's just me. Again, tonight, Diggy Simmons, I don't want to talk too much, and we do have several callers on the line. We're not going to overwhelm him, but we do have a couple that are already in the queue. So let's go ahead and drop Diggy Simmons' record, Can't Relate, featuring Yo Gotti, and then we're going to come back with Diggy Simmons on live. So everybody stay tuned and make sure you turn your volume up and you know, get ready. So
Let's do it. Yo.
Golden, can you give the number to the anybody that didn't catch the number to call in that's listening online and whatnot?
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, hit us up, 760-913-4119. We definitely want to hear from everybody that wants to talk to Diggy. You know what I'm saying? This is your chance to talk to the man himself. Yes, we followed him as a boy, but he is now a man. The boy's grown up. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk to Diggy about growing up in front of the camera. But all you guys that have y'all questions, it's not just about me and O asking the questions. It's about y'all. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk to Diggy, question, statement, hit us up. We'll be more than happy to get you on the line. If the lines aren't flooded, we're going to try to get everybody. So call in. Let's do it.
All right, and this is Diggy Simmons, Can't Relate, featuring Yo Gotti, Global 14 The Cut.
Yes, sir.
Yo. And you. I can't relate to him, Sean. Hey.
Say, girl, what you say? I'll be getting money. Take private jet, that's safe to stay. Brother, I just can't relate.
Can't do it.
I just can't relate. Baby, I can get anything that you want, but your man
you, baby, you know we can hit. And every time I drop, listen to, baby, you know we be fly, young and rich. Cause you're so far from regular. Expensive, exquisite even. You deserve vacations every weekend. You deserve time in a Rolex to come with. Oh baby, you so far from regular. Beauty without a reason. Now you need a beast, I'ma go hard for ya. All up in the sheets, I'ma go hard for ya. Say girl, what you say? I be getting money, take private jet, that's safe to stay. Scrub it, I just can't relate. I just can't relate. I just can't relate. Maybe I could get anything that you want, but your man just can't relate. He can't relate. He just can't relate.
I don't run to the money be running to me. And a nigga you with, that nigga mean nothing to me. But you, you really mean something to me. I can put you on jet, give you something to see. For me, I'd rather take you to the hood, so you can understand me. I am, you got it, the money don't mean shit. I met you in my dreams. See a nigga, him shoot. And I'm on some team shoot. Big ring shoot. Took a long white dress if you do the right thing. You a mean dollar bill. That's $100. Rich out, he ain't never seen shoot.
Hey girl, what you say? I be getting money. Private jet, that's safe to stay. Scrub it, I just can't relate.
Can't relate.
I just can't relate. I just can't relate. Maybe I could get anything that you want, but your man just can't relate. He can't relate. He just can't relate. Maybe I could get anything that you want, but your man just can't relate. He can't relate. He just can't relate.
Yeah, but them cat bout. Lying like they keep the money in the trap house. I'm living everything I rap about. You want an Alexander Wang or a Gap blouse? Pick, I ain't sharing, baby, that's out. Can't mention my name in a sentence with lame. Go check your mailbox, I sent you some bang. What's real, that's a need to explain. Bang, you ain't gotta never sit in coach. In the winner, I can fight you when you never need a coach. Everything you get over the mother is dope. And all the mother is dope. I can't relate. Today regular, oh, don't even be regular, girl. They can't relate. He can't relate. He can't relate.
Say, girl, what you say? I be getting money. Hey, private jet, that's safe to stay. Scrub it, I just can't relate. I just can't relate. I just can't relate. Maybe I could get anything that you want, but your man just can't relate. He can't relate. He just can't relate.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. And as promised, we do have special guest recording artist, Diggy Simmons. What's up, Diggy?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. I got the other host, Golden Fleece, on the line as well.
Peace to the young King Diggy on the line. How you doing, young brother?
All is well, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Here trying to get these people on the line. They want to talk to you, Diggy. They want to know what's going on with you, man. We see a lot's going on with you, so we can't wait to get into the interview, see what you got going on. You recently just ran through my city in Orlando a little while ago, man. I saw a lot of pictures of you your thing down here, too.
Yes, sir. We did there was a High School Nation tour going on. I wasn't on the whole thing, but they wanted me to come out for a date of it. Orlando was the spot, so it was crazy. It was turned up.
Yeah, you made a lot of young girls happy out here, man. I saw the pictures, I saw the reviews. Everybody was happy that Diggy stepped down on the soil, so that was dope. But we definitely gonna get into the interview right now, so everybody can learn a little bit more what you got going on, brother. Let's do it, O.
Most definitely. So Diggy, you got this new record, Can't Relate, featuring Yo Gotti. So dope. Tell us about how you guys linked up for this record.
Yeah, me and Gotti, I had did a show in Memphis where he's from about two years ago. And I knew that Gotti was from Memphis, and I was like, man, you know, he should come through. you know, do this song he had at the time. I got that sack, which I was a real big fan of that song. I was like, you have him come through, do it. He was like,
yeah,
for sure, you know, he messes with what I do, the whole campaign. So he came through, showed love, came out. Now we're here like 2 years later. I'm making new music, and Gotti, you know, blessed me with a crazy verse on a new single, Can't Relate.
Most definitely, most definitely. So was that your first, you said you were a fan of the record he had, I Got That Sack. So you were already privy to what Gotti was going to bring to the track. So that's dope that you knew he would be a perfect fit.
Of course.
No doubt. So let's, Diggy, if you will, let's talk about, like you said, you're doing new music, you got the new record. Can you kind of describe a day right now for Diggy Simmons? What goes on when you first wake up and then when you take a nap, if you do?
wait, say that one more time.
What goes on in a day in the life of Diggy Simmons right now, and what all entails in promoting and pushing this record right now?
Day in the life, I mean, it's a lot of connecting with the fans, you know, as far as, you know, promoting the single goes, you know, whether it's, you know, going out to different cities or, you know, appearing clubs, playing the record, letting people live with the record, fall in love with the record, you know, a lot of people that are even, you know, where I'm from, you know, mixing and mingling, being with the people is like the biggest thing that I can do, you know, genuinely and naturally.
Most definitely, and it's amazing, again, like you said, touching the fans, and as I mentioned, we have several fans on the line that want to speak to you and are so excited. What's one of the things they would be surprised to know about you?
Oh, man, surprise. What would that be? I feel like I give so much to my fans. Like, they know so much. You know, it's like I'd be surprised, but sometimes they be surprised at me with what they know. Like, I ain't know you did that, or that I was doing this. So if anything, they could tell me something about myself. I may not know.
That's right. Well, let's go ahead and bring one of the callers on then right now, if we can. Golden, we're going to bring Brianna on real quick here so she can have an opportunity to say something. Brianna, you're live with Diggy Simmons.
Hi.
Hey, Brianna.
Hi, you remember me?
Brianna from where?
From New York, but, like, we recently seen you in Jersey.
Oh, at
the mansion. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So, I wanted to ask, like, what motivates you to keep on going, like, even if you get negative remarks?
Mm-hmm. You know, life is, like, really full of ups and downs, and it's like, you know, as you know, you're growing up just like me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just turned 20, and life is just full of, you know, it could be negative, and of course we love the positive, but we got to push through that, and we have to continue to know who we are as people. No matter what somebody says, you know, we have to keep it in our heart. You know, I'm great. I, you know, this is what I do. This is what I love, whatever it be. So, you know, you just have to keep that upbeat, positive spirit about yourself, you know, constantly. That's what you got to do.
Yes, I'll keep that in mind.
Good.
I love you.
I love you, too. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, and I'll see you, like, in, like, 2 more weeks again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in Jersey, Newark.
In Newark, okay. I'll
yeah.
see you there.
Yeah, and I'll be there, all too. Right. All right.
Now, that's dope. That's dope. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, man. Hey, when they follow you around from city to city, you can't beat that, man. You got some definite loyal fans. She's like, I'll see you in a few weeks.
Right.
Like, she worked with Dick. Like, hey, I'll see you in a few weeks. That's that love right there. We got another caller that wants to talk to Diggy Simmons. We got AZ on the line. Let's bring on AZ.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Diggy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm in the car with my mom, and she's actually making fun of me because she didn't think I would be so calm.
What's up, mama?
Hi. She's excited to see me playing.
You keep it cool.
I actually have a question.
Okay.
Are you going to be doing any concerts soon? Because I have nothing better to do with my life, and I need to come see you somewhere.
Yes, I'm definitely going to be doing concerts soon. You know, we have different dates that are coming up that are just like, you know, different concerts and things that I just confirmed to do that are going to be coming up. So look out for those. But I'm going to do like a real tour, you know, real soon. Once I finish this big date and I get it out to you guys. So I'm really excited about putting that out, having that out.
All right. I need you to look out for like a short 5'3" light skin girl with most likely a bun on, but you know who I am. Because we are emotionally married, okay?
You said it's five of y'all.
What'd you
y'all.
Say? How tall?
You said it's five of y'all?
No. I said you need to look out for 5'3". I'm
oh,
not that
five,
short.
Three. Oh. All good. I'll be on the lookout.
Hmm?
I said, I'll be on the lookout.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you follow
nice
me on Twitter?
To you, on Twitter?
Yeah.
If you literally hit me right now and just say, I just spoke to you on the radio. So I'm going to go on my Twitter, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to follow you, I promise, okay?
Okay.
All right, love you.
What'd you say?
Love you.
He said he loved you, AZ. He said
he
loved you, man.
Oh, I love you, too. I can't hear myself.
Have a good night.
What'd you say? I'm so sorry. I can't hear anything.
Right,
he said,
you
have a good night.
You have a good night, too. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
No problem.
All right. That was
so
AZ.
Special.
And we rocked the Ma Dukes in the car. She's like, look out for me. I'm 5'3 and I'm light skinned. I'll be there.
Awesome.
Dixon's like, it's going to be five of y'all? Damn.
I want to bring Sade on the line, Diggy, so you can speak with her as well. She's been waiting patiently. Sade, you're live with the cut.
Hi.
Hey,
oh, my
doing?
God. Hi, Diggy.
What's going on?
I just recently met you April 24th, bro.
April 24th? Where was that?
Yeah, at Club Mansion. I met you in person.
Club Mansion?
Yep.
Wow, that's dope.
Yeah. Oh my God. One question.
Okay, what's up?
Did you see these two videos I made? Me and some Jessiters made you. It was a birthday video, and it was another video we made you, called "What We Love About Diggy."
I think I saw the birthday video. What do you love about Diggy? I didn't see, but I want to see. Can you tweet it to me?
Yeah, I will. Right now.
Please. I mean, tweet me both. I mean, I had a couple birthday videos that I had that I know people made. But just to make sure that it was yours, send both to me, please.
Yes, I'm going to send them both to you right now, actually. You follow me on Twitter, so I could probably DM them to you.
Do that, too. Do both.
All right.
All right.
You have a good night. You too. Love you.
Love you too.
Oh my God.
Man, this is great because you can tell even though they got like one question and they want to say more, it's just Diggy's voice has just got them like stuck. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I love you. I can DM those videos to you. It's like she wanted to get off the phone and stay on the phone at the same time. Man, that got to feel good to you, Dig, how these these young girls, they love you, dog, and they follow really what you do, like everything you got to say, man. How does that feel when you know that, you know, you're putting out music, you're doing what you can for the fans, interacting, and they actually follow you like they do? How does that make you feel?
You know, the first young lady, you know, she asked me what motivates me and, you know, and what keeps me going. And, you know, of course, you know, I have to keep a positive spirit about myself, but it's like when I get to do something like this, talk to them, that keeps you going. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You know, unless I'm not happy with it, why wouldn't I keep going? But I love making music, and they have my back with it. So it's like, I'm blessed. I'm thankful.
That's dope. Nah, that's dope. It's definitely a blessing, man. We got any more young ladies that want to come on? Or we want to make sure we get them all on so they could get their questions to Diggy.
We do. We're going to have about 3 or 4 more fans get on the line as well to speak with you, Diggy. And I want to ask you this as well. What's some of the best advice that, as we all know, you come from a family of wisdom, and they've done a lot in the industry, as yourself. What's some of the best advice you've been given from either your father or anybody in the industry as you're progressing forward and putting out this great music?
Thank you. I mean, great advice on so many different levels with not even music, but if we're staying with the music, you know, it's like when me and my dad always talk about, it kind of has to do with what I was talking about before, just knowing yourself and, you know, being good at your craft and knowing what you're great at and what you're appreciated for. So, you know, those are just some of the, you know, lessons that go into what he does. But they're long, long, long talks,
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We all love to get the wisdom as well. So thanks for giving us that insight on what your take is on it. The next caller, we do have Kimberly who wants to speak with you.
Hi, Diggy.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a couple of questions. When are you coming to St. Louis? I never got a chance to meet you yet. And can you follow me back on Twitter?
Yes, to Twitter, of course, and I hope I'm coming really soon. I was talking to some people from St. Louis, like, you know, DJs and stuff, who were talking about me, bringing me out there, so I'm hoping it's very soon. I know it's been a little while since, so I'm hoping very soon.
Yeah, because I haven't met you yet, and I really want to, so.
I know. Well, please, be on the lookout, and, you know, I want to be back in the Lou Road real fast.
Okay, tell your mom Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. I will.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Well, see, now if that don't take it right there, I don't know if I ever had a stranger tell me to tell my mom's Happy Mother's Day. That's crazy. I ain't never had, yo, Diggy, you the man, bro. That was real right there. She said, tell your mother I said Happy Mother's Day.
That's dope. You got some amazing fans.
Yeah. That's when you know you got that love right there. Who else we got want to talk to him, O?
Imani. Let's bring Imani on my to speak with Diggy.
Cool.
Imani, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, me.
What's up?
Nothing about you.
I'm doing well.
I have a question.
Cool, what's up?
What is it like being on tour all the time and traveling to all them cities?
I mean, like right before it, I mean, that's like the most exciting feeling. I mean, I'm sure I could ask like any, you know, artist who does it, like that before feeling of going on tour is the dopest thing ever. And of course, during it, too, is amazing. But, like, of course, as you go along and, you know, you start getting toward the end, you know, you miss family, you miss people who you get to be around all the time. So, you know, there's a little bitter part, but it's more sweet than anything.
One more thing. Can you follow me and Auntie on Twitter? Can you follow me and my aunt on Twitter?
Oh yeah, send me your Twitter. Just
mine is
right now on Twitter. Mention me. Just mention me and I just spoke to you on the radio. That's all you gotta say. And I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna make sure I get my mention that I follow you. I got you, I promise.
It's Adina_Imani. Hello?
Yeah, I'll be looking out for you.
Okay.
All right.
I love you.
I love you too. Have a good night.
So be safe out there.
What'd you say?
Be safe out there while you're touring.
You're breaking up a little bit.
You hear me?
What'd you say?
Be safe out there while you're touring.
Be safe out there while you're touring, Dick.
Oh, thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have two more callers, Diggy, and again, thank you so much, sir. I know the fans appreciate it more than anything that you're taking this time out to speak to them, and like you said,
yes.
You touch them all the time, and it's just like it's incredible. I've seen you, how you interact, and just even how you're willing to do all these interviews, and that's just amazing. And you're so humble, so we thank you again for coming on and doing this, and just being the type of artist that you are. It seems to be lost these days, so thank you.
Yeah, this is real, man. It's a good look, Diggy, because the interaction you could tell between you and your fans, it carries a long way. You know, people willing to see you multiple times, you know what I mean? And just the things they say when they're on the line. I think, you know, when you take it, they always end with the I love you, you know what I'm saying? That means that, you know, what you're doing is definitely touching them. So, you know, keep doing your thing, brother. And I'll never forget, man, just a quick little thing before we get to the next caller. My boy, I know Sean Barron, man. I did some work with Sean back in the day. Yeah, that's the homie right there. And I remember when he first said, yo, you got to look out for Diggy Simmons Records, man. He got some joints because I got a production company. I was like, yo, I would love to send some music for Diggy. And he let me hear some music. He's like, yo, you got to just check him out, man. And I was like, yo, Diggy is killing, man. So not even on the level of, you know, just you interacting with your fans like that. You got actual great music. You know what I'm saying? And, man, it stands up, bro. It stands up. You got some real nice joints, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
All right. Oh, let's get into the next caller. We know we can't have them waiting all night. They going to call in and tear our heads off if we do that.
We got Rodney on the line, babe, with you, Diggy Simmons.
Hi, Diggy.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. My question is, if you do a tour, will you come to Cincinnati? Because I have never met you, like, face-to-face, literally.
Would I come where?
To Cincinnati. You've been here before, but I missed you one time.
Oh, Cincinnati. I love the Natty, of course. I was just there. I came to Cincinnati this past summer, no?
Really? Oh my goodness! I seriously missed it.
Yeah, I came to Cincinnati this past summer, but you know what? I just went up to the radio station. I didn't get to, you know, see anybody really, you know, any of y'all. But of course, I love Cincinnati to be on the list.
Thank you. And one more question: would you make my dream come
What's
true
up?
And do a song with Victoria Monet?
With who?
Hello.
Vic. Victoria Monet.
And my
Victoria Monet. You said would I do a song with her?
Uh huh. Did you do a song with her? Or would you?
Oh, I don't want to. I have a song out already with her. You should look it up.
Okay. It's called
Fall Down. It came out a couple years ago. What did you say?
I'm gonna teach you so you can follow me on Twitter.
Yes, please tweet me. I'll follow you.
Okay. Bye,
just
Diggy.
Say,
I love you
say,
so.
Just say when you tweet me, just say I just spoke to you. And I love you too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you have to say.
I love you so much. I can't believe I'm going to be talking to you. Oh my God.
I love you too.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Oh, that's so sweet. And the last caller that we're bringing on the line tonight is going to be Amanda. Amanda, you're live with Diggy right now.
Hello.
What's up, Amanda?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hi, Diggy.
Can you hear me? What's
yes.
up?
Hi, Diggy. Do you remember
How
me?
How you doing?
I was with...
Where you from,
I was
Amanda?
Out from New York. My name is Amani.
From New York?
Yes,
Amani.
Thought
you said Amanda.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You remember me? You just posted a picture of me and Brianna on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was
yes, thank you so much for doing that. Like, I was so happy.
no problem at all.
I wanted to know, these are some weird questions, but, like, I just wonder. Like, what is the last thing you think about before you go on stage? Like, is there something that makes you want to...
the last thing I think about before I go on stage would be, it's more of a mentality than a thought, and the mentality is to do my absolute best, and I'm obviously thinking about what I have to currently go out and do as soon as I get out there, you know, so it's just a real, that type of mentality.
And what's your biggest most like inspiration? Who inspires you the most?
You said what?
What's your biggest inspiration? Who inspires you the most?
Biggest inspiration? My dad's a huge inspiration. Just the way he leads his life and his positivity and confidence and knowledge. You know, that's a good guy.
Aww. Okay, I love you so much, and I appreciate everything you do.
I love you too, thank you.
And tell your mom it's a happy Mother's Day. I hope
you
enjoy
so
everything.
Much.
I'm coming to see you with Brianna in Newark, Memorial Day weekend.
In
oh,
Newark?
One more question. When are you going to announce the upcoming tours? I remember on Ustream you said that you had something coming up.
Yep, I do. There's dates and things that we're getting together now. It's just really me finishing up this mixtape, so it's all on me right now.
Yeah,
the ball's in my court.
Okay, I love you so much. My name is Amani. Like you have to.
I love you too.
Every time
yes, I
see
Amani,
you,
I got
hi, Amani. Yes, I love you. That's
I love you too. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, man. The love fest continues with Diggy Shins, man. You know, I had a question for you, man. You know, we're a little bit older than you, man, and you know, of course, we grew up on you know Run DMC, the classic hip hop. But I'm also from Hempstead, Long Island, man. So you know, Run DMC meant a lot to us growing up, and you know, you got the skills that you know. Your family has handed on. When did you know, like, you know what? I want to rhyme too. Because I know you have me in the fashion. There's a lot of different things. I remember Pharrell was talking very highly about how you think fashion, music, everything. When did you know? Was there a certain point in time where you just knew, yo, I want to do this as well?
I'd say that was when I was 14. You know, there was just a lot of, you know, different things going on around me, things that were inspiring, me to make music. So that's what made me go ahead and do it.
Nice.
14
years old.
That's awesome. So, Diggy, let's talk more about this record. When can we expect to see a visual?
For Camp Lake?
Yes.
That's coming up real soon. Me and Gotti actually are getting our dates together, you know, our schedules together to make it happen. But as far as the treatment goes, you know, I was a big part of that, so it's on its way.
Okay, nice. Awesome. Is there anything else that you would like to shed light? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Golden.
Oh, no. I was listening to what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else that you would like to shed light to? I know you said that you were doing on a tour of some sort or doing a run. Any nonprofit or giving back right now that you're getting ready to gear up for?
So, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Anything you're doing right now that you would like to shed light on? Anything else that you want to share?
I just say it's about the music, Camp Relate featuring Yo Gotti, and this mixtape is on its way. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Diggy, D-I-G-G-Y Simmons, for Twitter, Diggy_Simmons, and just keep watching, keep following what I'm doing. I appreciate all the fans, for real, all the love and support. It means a lot. And, you know, I'm just ready to put out new music, have fun with it.
That's right, and I definitely saw you on your IG doing the freestyles at night and whatnot, or writing the new music, so we'll be checking you out and following you. So thank you so much again for coming through, and shout out to all of your fans that called in as well to
yes,
speak
sir.
To you.
Yes, sir, we really appreciate
dope.
It, Diggy. Really appreciate it. We know the young brother getting busier by the minute, man. We watched you grow, man. It's great to see you doing your thing out there, man. I'm going to have to catch me. I don't care how old I am. I'm going to have to catch me a Diggy concert after all this love. I got to come out and see you, brother. See what you're doing
man,
on that
listen,
stage.
Yo, listen, yo. Let's make it happen, man. You come, kick it backstage, all that. You with me, homie.
That's what it is, my brother. Yeah, I'm like them. I'm like, yo, follow me on IG and Twitter too, man. Make sure you
right.
I'm like the fans. Right? I dig it. Follow
no,
me back.
Real talk.
I'm a kick it. Nah, we gonna kick it.
I'm down, bro. Let's do it.
Look, let
all
me
right,
just
cool,
say this,
because
I actually really am a fan, and I got the, and not that Golden's not, but I really am, and I'm in my 20s, but. I love the four-letter word record, and I love this new record, Can't Relate, with Yo Gotti, because, you know, I'm a fan of Gotti as well. So I'm digging what you've been putting out, and as well as this new record. So I've been playing this quite a bit here, and I will be at a concert, because this is exciting, and I'm looking forward to that mixtape. So we definitely appreciate you. And, yeah,
you
know, we want to follow back as well.
We should try to go together, you know? We should try to go together to a Diggy show. That's what we should try to do. Me, Onyx, go together to a Diggy show that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? And kick it with the homie, man, because he's definitely doing big things. I'm down with that. You're going to be in Atlanta anytime soon?
Hey, that's somewhere I definitely need to head back to, man. That's where you at?
Nah, but
that's,
you know, me and we usually meet up in Atlanta, you know, when we go to concerts and everything. We used to try to hit it in Atlanta because that's like in between where we are. I'm in Florida, she in North Carolina, so we usually just link up in Atlanta.
Right. Well, Atlanta's the spot then. When I'm down there, then we got a link.
There you got it.
Yeah,
oh, get ready.
We're going. I'm excited now. even more excited. But again, thank you for being so humble, and shout out to your team, Diggy. We really appreciate you for coming on the line. It's hard work. You're out here doing your thing. Can't relate. A lot of people can't relate to that hard work ethic, putting out that good material, being consistent in the game. So dope. We appreciate you. Can we play this record on the way out and get you to do a job for us?
You already know. Yo, what's going on? This is Diggy Simmons, and right now you're about to rock with my new single. It's called Can't Relate. That's featuring Yo Gotti. You already know.
The young king, Diggy, can't relate.
Yo.
Hey,
you. I can't relate to him, shawty. Hey.
Say, girl, what you say? I be getting money. Take private jet, that's safe to say. Scrub it, I just can't relate.
Can't do it.
I just can't relate.
Can't do it.
I just can't relate.
Can't do it.
Baby, I can give you anything that you want, but your man just can't relate.
Can't do it.
Say, girl, what you say? I be getting money. Take private jet, that's safe to say. Scrub it, I just can't relate.
Can't do it.
I just can't relate.
Can't do it. My dream, see a nigga, him shoot, and I'm on some team shoot, big ring shoot, took a long white dress, if you do the right thing, you a $1 million bill, that's $100, rich out, he ain't never seen shoot,
hey girl, what you say, I be getting money, private jet, that's safe to say, scrub it, I just can't relate,
can't relate.
Everything I rap about, you want an Alexander Wang or a Gap blouse? Pick, I ain't sharing, baby, that's out. Can't mention my name in a sentence with lame. Go check your mailbox, I sent you some bang. What's real doesn't need to explain. Bang, you ain't gotta never sit in coach. In the winner, I can fight you when you never need a coach. Everything you can over, but other than dope. And other than dope, I can't relate to they regular air. Don't need to put regular gas. They can't relate. He can't relate. He can't relate.
Say, girl, what you say? I be kicking money, hey. Private jet, that's safe to say. Scrub it, I just can't relate. I just can't relate. I just can't relate. Baby, I can get anything that you want, but your man just can't relate. He can't relate. He just can't relate. And baby, I can get anything that you want, but your man just can't relate. He can't relate.
already. Welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. And again, that was Diggy Simmons, Can't Relate featuring Yo Gotti. He just hopped off the line with us, spoke to a couple of the fans. So shout out to everybody that got on the line and was able to speak with them. They're tweeting a little bit. You all are very welcome. You're so welcome. We're glad that you had an opportunity to speak with him. And so really, that's it tonight. Any other things with, like, again, Can't Relate, you guys know where to follow him and check out the records and the mixtape that's coming up. You can also check out Ed Jermaine Dupri.
Support good music.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a great record right there. Support that record.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so you guys can actually also keep up, and we got other guests coming on as well, so you don't want to miss out. You never know who's going to come on, who you have opportunity to speak with. You are definitely Team Diggy Simmons, but you can also have an opportunity to speak with some more of your favorite celebrities and guests as well. So, or opportunities if you're an upcoming artist or anything like that, so make sure you tune in so you can find out how you can be considered to get an interview or get your music played as well on the show. So, yeah, we're back.
Holler at us, man. We got things popping. Big guests, big, you know, guests that you want to get your music in front of, guests you want to talk to, guests you want to, you know, show your admiration for, like, you know, young ladies just did for Diggy Simmons. We got a lot coming up, and you never know when we're in your city, in your town. There's a lot of conferences, concerts coming up, just a lot of stuff going on, period. So keep on the lookout for the cut, man. We're developing some things over here, you know what I'm saying, to keep everything exciting and keep it moving.
That's right, absolutely. And so we will, again, you guys can check out at Global 14, because this is why you made it, please, global14.com. So check out at Global 14 Twitter and keep us in mind as well. Follow our Twitter at Global 14 The Cut. A lot of you, we kind of personally tweeted because we saw that you were reaching out to Diggy. He did some retweets, so I'm glad you guys got your chance to speak to him. Shout out to Diggy's World and Az's World. And Applehead, I love you. I'm saying the Twitters right now. And Brianna, 112. And,
shout
you know,
out
there's
to
a
y'all.
Lot of you that called. I remember a lot of you that called in. So thanks for doing that. And, yeah, make sure you do what Diggy said to do. He said if you talk to him on the radio, to head him up. Melanie, I think you were able to get through. Melanie, was it Melanie? Do it. Yeah. So I think you were able to get in as well. So do what he said. Get your follow back, girls. And, you know, that's what's up. So, yeah, at Global 14, The Cut at Global 14. We're back next Wednesday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can also follow me at Onyx254 and pretty much every social network. And
you can follow me at The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece, on all social networks. And holler at us, man. We ain't hard to find. We out here.
That's right. And you're not old. You kept saying we're older, you're older. No.
You know
we're
what
young.
It's funny? It
we're
going to
be young forever.
It made it seem like it. Yeah, we're going to be definitely young forever. It just made it seem like, I don't know, the callers just made me seem like I was older, man. It was like, yo. It was like, you know what? You know, the voices, the, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the car with my mom. And, you know, I just felt like, holy, like,
shoot,
man, you know.
Let one of my crushes get on
the
line.
I can't tell the last time I was in the car with my mom, Joe.
Aw. I think it's special and
riding
so
around.
Sweet and so cute. I love it. I really love it and adore it.
Whenever we can give them some excitement, we happy. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It made me feel great. So I'm so glad that you guys got a chance to talk to him tonight. And, got to hear from him, and that's just an amazing thing right there. So yeah, back next Wednesday. You guys tune in again to the Twitter and follow Twitter. You don't never know who's going to come up next. So, and it may be one of your famous a celebrity you like that's a lady. It doesn't have to always be a fella, and you know, you can love a lady. I love Beyonce. So and others, you know, as
you.
Well, but
Jeez.
Oh my God, I'm crazy.
You
know,
I
know how I feel about her and about Young Jeezy. I'm overboard, but not in a not in a crush way. But I just like I love some Jeezy.
No, he's a man.
Remember
Young
that
Jeezy
time
man,
I punched you in the shoulder when we were jumping up and down at the social
yeah,
club anniversary?
I think I still got a bruise from that. I think I still got a bruise
I was
from that
like,
punch,
Jeezy.
Yo. Jeezy came on that stage and wow. I was like, oh, shit, all right, okay.
I was shaking you because I was so excited. I was jumping up and down in the air like I had never seen Jeezy before, right? He's been several feet away from me.
Nah, but that's the excitement that, you know, our favorite artist.
That's right, that's what they bring us,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel it's always good to see them.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad they called in.
Young ladies on the line, that's right, young sisters and all of that, because I'm the same way, girls. When somebody come out that I'm rocking with, you can't tell me nothing. I'm jumping up in the air, heels and all, wedges, whatever I got on, so...
come out while I'm in the building. Let Jay-Z come out while I'm in the building. I'm like, oh, it's everybody jumping up and down. So
everybody
all,
got,
you know,
somebody that they can feel that way.
Artists come out, you know?
That's right. So again, you guys, shout out for calling in, and much respect to Diggy Simmons for holding it down, being consistent in the game and delivering us with hit after hit. So we're going to go ahead and ride out. We already played the Camp Relief record, and so that's it. Next week, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific, and I need to find a wholesome record to ride out to right now. Nothing too crazy. Let's do the Jagged Edge record, Hope. Let's play that song on the way out. Or can we do Love Come Down? Is that PG? Is Love Come Down PG?
Why not? You getting real slow on them. We don't got nothing a little bit up tempo.
I know, but not that's radio friendly. Like, cause you know we.
Okay.
We
play an instrumental or something. Play one of them popular. When we got like the 2 Chainz instrumentals or Migos instrumental or something.
You know what? It's still Diggy night, so there's nothing wrong with playing another Diggy record. Let's play Do It Like You featuring Jeremiah on the way out. We opened it and we close it that way. Let's go.
There you go. Open it, close it with Diggy. I'm with that.
Let's do it.
But oh why, I've known ya. Nostalgic moments, feels like magic, don't it? Girl, you killing them. My condolence. That's how you own it. Yeah, that's how you own it. And I'm gonna be with you no matter what it takes. Running with scissors in the traffic, tryna cut straight to the chase. Wanna be there when you wake, with no makeup on your face. Not even gloss before you brush. Love your dimples when you blush. It's the simple things in life we take for granted, cause we rush. I just wanna gain your trust as well as me giving you mine. What's your sign? I'm in every time, a 90s baby telly. I'll make sure to make some time for you, though my schedule may vary. Oh, hold up. I just wanna know ya. I heard them say that beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Well, girl, my vision's bad, so I'ma need you to come closer.
Come
closer, now you right here where you poster.
Closer.
Fuck your wishes, cause you sugar my attention. I just wanna grant your wishes, la la. What you want, you get it. I don't call it tricking, not just cause I got it. Cause I want to, that makes all the difference. I'm about my business, and you girl, you the business. We should get together soon so we can do some business. I got some things that I could teach you, let me show ya. If you ready, what's the hold up? You ain't about no drama. You remind me of my mama, sound like Barbara Bomb and Estrada. Shut it down and you don't even try to. Such a boss would carry us up like a lady. The baddest such a crew and that is not up for debating.
Wait, hold up. I know what they say. Every rapper only want that sexual healing, Marvin Gaye. Don't believe it, girl, I promise. I'ma treat you like my treasure. I'm moving by myself, but I know you'll make me better.